For the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. A prisoners' rights group has filed suit alleging that a Missouri jail has been mistreating its inmates, saying deputies have taunted and tortured inmates, and that the jail failed to provide enough food, forcing inmates to desperate measures to ward off hunger. The lawsuit was filed today by the St. Louis-based law firm Arch City Defenders on behalf of three recent pretrial detainees at the Francis County Jail. The lawsuit names the county sheriff and the former jail administrator, along with the company providing medical care at the jail and a nurse. It seeks unspecified damages. Messages left with county officials by the Associated Press were not immediately returned. The Kansas City Star's top editor has apologized for past decades of racially biased coverage. The newspaper also has posted a series of stories examining how it ignored the concerns and achievements of Black residents and helped keep Kansas City segregated. The newspaper said a detailed examination of its past coverage and that of its longtime sister newspaper, the Kansas City Times, documented how the newspapers often wrote about Black residents only either as criminals or people living in crime-plagued neighborhoods and ignored segregation in Kansas City, Missouri, and its public schools. The Star posted its apology and its lengthy series of stories on its website yesterday. Health departments are asking people who test positive for the coronavirus to warn friends, family, and coworkers themselves. Health officials say do-it-yourself tracing is not ideal, but with infections and hospitalizations soaring nationwide, it's likely the most effective way to reach people who may be at risk. Health officials say it's taking too long before tracers learn of positive tests. What's more, many people won't pick up the phone or refuse to answer questions when tracers call. Sometimes there are simply too many positive tests to call everyone. Officials fear transmission will only get worse as people gather for the holidays. Many companies moved their holiday parties online this year, and that's meant big business for a St. Louis startup, GenieCast. It specializes in curating live virtual events. CEO Keith Alper says he got a lot of calls earlier this month from executives trying to figure out how to make their holiday parties feel special when everyone is sitting at home. Some companies see virtual events as a temporary solution during the pandemic, but Alper says he hopes the reduced cost associated with going virtual will help the trend stick. His company has doubled its revenue and employee base since March. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.